I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All eyes are on Sylvania, September the 19th, with our Caravan for Justice as we focus attention on the life of Julian Lewis and the fact that he was too good to die the way he did in this assassination on Stony Pond Road on August the 7th.
And explain to us what you're calling an assassination. Let's revisit that. Tell us again.
Sure. The facts of the matter is that Julian Lewis was on an errand to the store to get a grape soda for his wife. And like so many of us, the cops used the pretext of a blown out taillight, which we are not even certain that his car had a blown out taillight, to stop and interrogate him. Mr. Lewis slowed down to less than 40 miles an hour, according to the GBI. He used his hazard lights and hand signals to signal the directions that he was turning. I've never known anybody to run for the police and signal their directions. Instead of allowing Mr. Lewis to make it to a well-lit place in this rural setting, the officer chose to engage in a pit maneuver, which caused Mr. Lewis's car to slam into a tree. And in 2 seconds flat, before he asked him his name or anything, he shot him in the head. One bullet to the forehead and killed him. Mr. Lewis was not armed. Mr. Lewis was a citizen who deserved to be able to survive that police encounter. But for the actions of Jordan Gordon Thompson, Julian Lewis would still be celebrating his life and living out his golden moments as a senior citizen in rural Sylvania, Georgia.